This is Radio Nepal. I'm T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Sunsari District Administration again issues curfew order following clash between two communities in Diwanganj. House of Representatives Speaker Dul Prasad Rial holds consultation with chief whips to streamline house proceedings. Nepali Communist Party's Mangal Bahadur Shahi appointed Karnali Province new chief minister. And widespread damage reported from magnitude 7.1 earthquake in southwest Japan. Now the news in detail. The Sunsari District Administration Office has again issued a curfew order in various areas of the district from 3 p.m. today until further notice. The office has issued the curfew order until further notice in accordance with the Section 6A of the Local Administration Act. Chief District Officer Isuri Prasad Aral issued the curfew order that applies in different parts of the district. No gathering, budgets, assemblies or meetings are allowed until further notice, it is said. The dispute took place between the two communities in the Diwanganj of Sunsari. Meanwhile, an all-side meeting has expressed commitment to prevent any harm to social harmony and religious tolerance in Dhanusa district. The all-side harmony meeting was held in the district today in the context of the incident that happened in Sunsari and similar sensitive incident occurring in Dhanusa district as well. Speaker of the House of Representatives, Dul Prasad Rial, has consulted with chief whips and whips of different political parties in the House of Representatives. The meeting was focused on running parliamentary business in an effective, systematic and dignified manner. During the meeting held today, discussions were held on making the House meetings effective and result-oriented, maintaining parliament's pride and dignity. The next meeting of the House of Representatives is set to commence on July 30th. Talking to media persons after the discussions, a whip of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Prakash Chandra Paria, said the discussions were held on the issues of making the parliament result-oriented by upholding parliamentary dignity, norms and values. He also laid emphasis that the ruling and opposition parties should be sensitive to address people's aspirations by fulfilling their duties. Nepali Communist Party NCP's Karnali Province Parliamentary Party leader Mangal Bahadur Shahi has been appointed the fifth new Chief Minister of Karnali Province. Province Chief Egyaraj Joshi appointed Shahi as the Chief Minister on Monday in accordance with the Constitution of Nepal. Shahi's appointment was backed by 14 provincial assembly members from the party and 10 members from the CPN-UML. Province Chief Office spokesperson Bhim Raj Thani said that the appointment was made based on the joint decision of the two parties and the support of a majority of provincial assembly members. Shahi became chief minister under the power-sharing agreement between the CPN and CPN-UML, which allocated the post of Karnali Province chief minister to the CPN. The Nepali Congress has withdrawn its support from the Lumbini provincial government, with all five its ministers resigning from the provincial cabinet. Chief Whip of the Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party Dhanalakshmi Shrestha submitted a letter to Chief Minister Chaitanarayan Acharya formally withdrawing the party's support for the government along with the ministers' collective resignation. The resigning ministers are Saroj Thapa, Minister for Urban Development and Drinking Water, Dhanendra Kharki, Minister for Economic Affairs and Planning, Prachanda Bikram Neupani, Minister for Industry, Tourism and Transport, Janmajay Timalsena, Minister for Social Development, and Dev Karan Prasad Kalwar, Minister for Forest and Environment. The resignations follow changes in the ruling coalition at the federal level. With the Nepali Congress existing, the provincial government preparations are now underway to form a new coalition government in Lumbini province. Nepali Congress leader Gopalman Shrestha passed away today at the age of 79 while undergoing treatment, said Nepali Congress spokesperson Debraj Sali say. Shrestha's mortals remain will be kept at the party central office in Sanepa of Lalitpur tomorrow Wednesday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. so that the party leaders, cadres and well-wishers could pay their final respect to him. Thereafter, the body will be taken to the Pasupati Areghat for the last rites. Starting his political career from Sangja district, Shrestha served as the party's acting president and the government's deputy prime minister and other ministerial portfolios as well. Meanwhile, Nepali Congress president Gagan Kumar Thapa has expressed sorrow over the demise of Nepali Congress senior leader Gopalman Shrestha. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
अहिले नै डाउनलोड गर 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
हातमा एन्जी एप छ त सजिलो सुविधा लिन
रिचार्ज गर्नुहोस् या ब्यालेन्स ट्रान्सफर गर्नु कल डिटेल डेटा भोइसको स्ट्याटस थाहा पाउन गिफ्ट ब्याग पठाउन वा फाइबर इन्टरनेटको जानकारी पाउन सजिलो छ है एन्जी एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गर 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
प्ले स्टोर वा एप स्टोरबाट सजिलै नेपाल टेलिकमको एप डाउनलोड गर्न सकिन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज द मिनिस्ट्री अफ हेल्थ एन्ड फुड सेफ्टी हेज अर्ज्ड ऑल नॉट टू डिस्ट्रक्ट health services which are essential round the clock. Joint spokesperson at the ministry, Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari, reminded everyone concerned not to obstruct the services at hospitals. Adhikari's appeal came in response to the announcement of medical and health persons to hold services except emergency. The ministry expressed its serious concern over the attack and misbehavior against hospital health workers and health institutions. Minister for Information and Communications, Dr. Bikram Timal Sinha, says that the government laid emphasis on policy, legal and practical reforms in a way to connect knowledge, skills, technology and capital of non-resident Nepalese with the country's development. Highlighting the government's commitment to mobilize experiences and investment of Nepalese living abroad for nation building, he clarified that Nepal's readiness to investment in areas such as information technology, artificial intelligence, data centers, and digital infrastructure. In a meeting with the NRNA delegates at the Ministry of Information and Communications today, Communications Minister Dr. Timal Sinha shared the government's ongoing efforts to create an investment-friendly environment in the country. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Several people are trapped inside a shopping center after a strong earthquake hit southwest Japan, the local fire service says. The BBC cited Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi's statement as saying that following a request from the governor of Kumamoto, the self-defense forces are currently operating in the disaster-hit areas with 3,600 personnel. The Prime Minister said close cooperation with local authorities is underway to minimize damage as much as possible and ensure the safety of the public. Earlier, there were reports of an explosion at the Aeon Mall in Kumamoto following the magnitude 7.1 earthquake. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is due to hold important talks with U.S. President Donald Trump at the White House, where he is hoping to form up commitments to bolstering Kiev's anti-ballistic missile defenses. According to the BBC, Zelensky has arrived in the U.S. at a significant stage in Russia's full-scale war in Ukraine, with Moscow's mayor saying that the capital was targeted by 390 drones in a matter of hours overnight. The Ukrainian leader is expected to press Trump over the support he gave earlier this month for Kiev to be given a license to produce Patriot interceptor missiles. However, Russia has escalated deadly ballistic missile attacks on Ukraine's capital Kiev recently, and Zelensky has said interceptors are urgently needed in the country. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather over the hilly and mountainous regions of the country and the Terai of Kosi, Mades, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. It will be partly cloudy over the Terai of Lumbini and Sudhir Pashchim provinces. There is also a possibility of light to moderate rain or thunderstorms and snowfall at isolated place over the mountainous region. Similarly, light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely at a few places over the hill regions. Light to moderate rain or thunderstorms are also likely at a few places over the Terai of Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudhir Pashchim provinces and at isolated places over the Terai of Kosi and Mades provinces. Similarly, heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places over the hill regions of Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Sunsiri District Administration again issues curfew order polling class between two communities in Diwanganj. House of Representatives Speaker Dul Prasad Aryal holds a consultation with Chief Whips to streamline house proceedings. Nepali Communist Party's Mangal Bahadur Shahi appointed Karnali Province new Chief Minister. And widespread damage reported from magnitude 7.1 earthquake in southwest Japan. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.